The Oscar-nominated Call Me By Your Name is set in a gorgeous villa in northern Italy in the early 80s. Dad is a classics professor. Mom is multilingual. 17-year-old Elio plays Bach. Grad student Oliver moves in to help Dad catalog statues over the languid summer. And soon, the 17-year-old, played by Timothy Chalamet, is trying to express his love to the 24-year-old, played by Armie Hammer, by telling him he doesn't know about things that matter.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I thought you should know.
Because you thought I should know?
Because I wanted you to know. Because I wanted you to know.
The two soon begin a love affair, which David Sims of The Atlantic praises as a gay romance about genuine attachment. But our next guest wondered in an op-ed, isn't this abuse? That's what it was when a teacher did it to me. A warning, some of our conversation may not be for all ears. Cheyenne Montgomery joins us from Oregon. And Cheyenne, actor James Woods, also pointed out the age difference. He tweeted, 24-year-old man, 17-year-old boy, stop. To which actor Armie Hammer tweeted back, didn't you date a 19-year-old when you were 60? Did you see that?
I did see that tweet, or I saw words about that tweet. Most of the criticism I saw of the movie before I wrote what I wrote was homophobic in nature. My take on it was that the problem is definitely not that the relationship was between two men. The relationship was between a man, a mature man, and what was clearly a child.
As others have pointed out, a very precocious 17-year-old. You identified with Elio, especially there's a moment where Armie Hammer's character says something dismissively to the young boy Elio in the film, and that really triggered it for you. What was that?
He keeps asking Elio to tell him what he's thinking about, and it reminded me of my own experience because it was word for word what my abuser said to me over and over again. You know, the child just developmentally isn't in a position to really know what they want to do and what they want to tell that adult. It's very confusing for a child.
And so Elio doesn't tell Oliver, the older character, what he's thinking about. Oliver just says, okay, I'm going to go hang out with your mom. And you said that that was what your abuser did. He gave and then would withdraw approval.
It reminded me of that because in my head, as a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old, I very much believe that I was in control and that I was able to consent. And I would say that's part of being 16, is you have that illusion that you're on top of things. But in fact, an adult has the ability to... I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's a tough topic.
The adult is developmentally in a position where they are able to play with a teenager's emotions in a way that a teenager can't even really understand what's happening.
This story, it happened at Choate Rosemary Hall, 1989. It's been documented by the school and by an investigation in the Boston Globe. It was a math teacher and dorm advisor. Everybody went to him for help and became a sexual relationship.
It did. And like Elio, I was precocious. You know, I basically had sent myself to boarding school. I was a scholarship student. It wasn't something that was really even on my parents' radar. It was something I decided I wanted, and it was something I figured out how to do. I thought I was an adult, and I had an adult who had lots of access to me take advantage of that and take advantage of where I was. I really was a child. I was isolated. I was looking for approval, like children do.
Well, what would you say to those who are seeing this as a beautiful end-of-summer romance, a coming-of-age film?
I would say that it's not a question of a gray area age gap. Elio is portrayed very much as a child. He shaves peach fuzz off of his face. He cuddles with his parents. His lines are often kind of bratty and childlike. Mm-hmm. And he's being played as a sexy romantic partner to a character who's very much being portrayed as an adult.
Well, others have pointed out, and Jeffrey Bloomer in Slate for one, that one of the problems here could be that Armie Hammer is actually 31. And in the film, he looks it. He looks much older than 24. He's big, he's strapping. Timothy Chalamet is 21, but he barely looks 17. You know, others have pointed out this was the early 80s. You know, people were far more closeted. You know, these two reaching for each other across that divide in secret. And that gives it a certain sweetness.
You know, the stories we tell, our cultural stories, we get really attached to them. I understand that aspect of it, there's not enough positive depiction of gay and lesbian romances in pop culture. But it still doesn't excuse the fact that what we see here is someone who's being very clearly depicted as a child being romanticized, the romantic partner of somebody who's very clearly being depicted as an adult.
And you say an adult who's grooming the teen. It's not illegal because the age of consent in Italy is, I think, 14 or 15.
Yeah, it's 14.
Yeah. But for someone like you who's gone through this, what was it like for you to watch it?
It surprised me that it was as upsetting as it was. It was a hard thing to watch.
Well, and again, another spoiler alert. Elio's heart gets broken at the end of this. Now, others who adored the book 10 years ago say they left out of the film what happens in the book, which is that years later, his view of the relationship isn't as sad as it is at the end of the movie. But, I mean, he's a fictional character, but do you worry about him?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I had this conversation with another survivor, and I think it's maybe even harder for someone who's been through something like this because it's kind of just the beginning of a long process and then trying to heal from it.
You say experts on this kind of relationship say yes. A real-life Elio would most likely suffer from depression, perhaps become suicidal. And for those who say, yeah, but it was consensual, and in fact, he aggressively goes after this relationship. And I'm thinking, well, yours would have appeared to be consensual, too.
Yes, it would have, and that's the problem with a child. They are developmentally not able to consent to having sex with an adult.
Well, in your case, you went camping with this math teacher, and later that night, you lose your virginity. But you told yourself at the time, I'm in control.
Yes. And for years afterwards, I told myself that this happened because I was a bad kid.
No. What about the role of the parents? I mean, this is happening under the roof of someone else's house. And at one point, the father, again, this classics professor, he and Armie Hammer's character, the 24-year-old grad student, are looking at slides of these gorgeous Hellenistic statues, you know, beautiful young men. And the father says this, I wrote it down, it's ageless ambiguity. Daring you to admire them. The line could have described his own son.
Yeah, exactly. My thoughts about why I was uncomfortable with that character aren't very clearly formed, but that's a really good example of, he wasn't just allowing it, he was maybe encouraging it.
Well, what have you heard from people?
A lot of people contact me directly because they appreciate what I've said, and they maybe identify with my story, and I know from my own experience that it's when you start hearing other people's stories, it makes it easier to tell your own. On the other hand, I hear a lot of people who are upset with me. A lot of people present me with the argument, well, the age of consent is 14 in Italy. Just because something's technically legal doesn't make it ethical. I've heard people say I couldn't possibly understand it because I'm not a gay man. I am gay. I do understand how lonely it can be to be a gay teenager in the 80s. And I understand how difficult it is to not see good representation of yourself.
Well, would you feel differently about this movie if instead of being Armie Hammer, the 24-year-old grad student was a woman who'd come to live with this family and started a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old son?
No, I wouldn't feel differently about it. This year, Louis C.K.'s movie that had some similar themes with a younger person and an older person didn't see the light of day because it was an older man and a girl. I think that there's a double standard that gets applied to boys. This is going to cause just as much harm to a boy as it is to a girl. Still, the problem you have is developmental. You have a child and you have an adult.
I also was wondering as I watched it, again, with your words in mind, I'm wondering how someone would feel if instead of set in this unbelievable villa, languorous and lovely, if it instead was, as it was in your case, in a classroom.
I'm kind of confused as to why this movie got the Oscar nomination, I guess, considering what it is. And my best guess is because the young person was a boy and not a girl. But we also have seen Riverdale. It's an Archie Comics turned into a TV show.
Right.
And the first season of it features the main character, Archie, romantically involved with his teacher. Pretty Little Liars is another example where you have a student and a teacher being featured in a romance.
And that's offensive to you, I'm imagining.
Yeah. You know, Pretty Little Liars, I didn't see it until my own daughter was, as a middle schooler, was watching it. And I was like, oh, my God.
You think it's because the movie is so beautiful and so romantic that people are not seeing what you're seeing as clearly as they might see it if it was a Boy Scout leader and a child.
Yeah, it's possible. It is really beautifully set, and it does jerk your emotions.
Well, it's interesting. I saw the movie and asked some theatergoers afterwards. There were two youngish gay men who said, you know, we're not sure we're so comfortable with this. It felt like maybe we'd all been seduced.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay. That's Oregon-based writer Cheyenne Montgomery. We'll link you to her op-ed about the movie, Call Me By Your Name. Cheyenne, thanks so much for speaking to us about it.
Thank you, Robin.